Édition Plessis was created in 2014 when I was publishing my grandfather's diaries, my grandfather being the historian Mathurin Monnier. The name came from Ivignac, which is my grandfather's hometown, and Plessis was the maiden name of my great-grandmother. And it was decided that we would use the Édition Plessis as a kind of badge. It's a non-profit organisation which aims to produce books in a very limited edition on Dinan and its relationship with the English-speaking world. That's been one of my passions. My grandfather was Mathurin Monnier. He was the author of a whole load of history books on Dinan and the region between 1947 and his death in 1974. And it was after my mother died in 2007 that I found my grandfather's diaries, which gave me a completely different aspect to the way I knew my grandfather, and it was quite an epiphany.
His diaries were an inspiration to you. Did it lead you to be a historian in your own right?
Yes, definitely. And I think that the diaries, as I said earlier, they were a key to this. And I think historical research can be quite genetic as well. And just reading about the passion that he had for the detective work required in historical research gave me definitely the impetus and desire to follow in his tracks, albeit in a more modest fashion.
Dinan is a historical town. You've chosen a particular group of people who were living in Dinan at the time.
Definitely, and I think that's because I was brought up in a bilingual house. My mother was French, the daughter of Mathurin Monnier, and my father was British. And I was brought up speaking both French and English at home. And so having a one foot in France and another in Britain gave me that interest in the Anglophone society or community that lived in Dinan in the 19th century. And that developed itself into a book, which I called The English Colony. That was published just over 2 years ago now.
What were the English doing here?
Right, well, that's an interesting question. That the book I wrote is La Colonie Anglaise in French, and I've done an English version, so there are two versions of the book. And the word colony is the name that they themselves gave themselves. They refer to themselves as the English colony. And I've even got the example of a Scottish man called Mr. Pringle, who very happily referred to himself as being a member of the English colony. So I thought, well, if Mr. Pringle is happy with that, then my readers will as well.
What sources do you have for your research then? It wasn't your grandfather's diaries.
It was indeed, because in his diaries he mentioned a very good friend of his, an Englishman named John de Satge. And John de Satge was the grandson of a Franco-British gentleman, Corme de Satge, who lived in Dinan with his English wife in the 19th century. And he too, for over 15 years, kept a day-to-day diary of what life was like in Dinan in the midst of this English-speaking community. There were quite a number of reasons why they settled in Dinan and who they were, and I think that's a question that a lot of people ask me, is who were these people and what did they do here? They were drawn to Dinan because at the time it was a spa town. A lot of these people came from colonial India. A lot of these people had been Indian army people. They'd been accustomed to living in beautiful villas and surroundings in India with servants and everything else. They left India and found themselves in Yorkshire, where they couldn't rent such amazing properties, where they couldn't find servants, where it was pouring with rain. And then they heard about this little settlement of English-speaking people in Dinan, which on top of it was a spa town, and they could take the waters. It was ideal. There were beautiful big houses up for rent at very affordable prices. The British people who settled in Dinan, they were very grateful to their French hosts. And the French, although to start with a bit suspicious of these people and wondering, are they going to take our jobs? What are they doing? All this is happening in the wake of Waterloo. Thanks to a very Anglophile mayor of Dinan in the 1870s, we're looking at a man called Henri Flot. He was all for the presence of this Anglophone community. And he was saying to the locals, "So, hang on, you know, they're renting our houses, they're employing our people, they're not taking jobs, they're bringing money into the country. Let them be." And
it sounds very much like the state of affairs nowadays. You must be thinking about the parallels with the British population in Brittany now.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Although I wouldn't call the current British settlement, well, I can't call it a settlement, the current setup really, it's not a colony because they built their own church, they had their own gentlemen's club. They really settled in Dinan. They even had a tennis club. So you'd find the working class people in the quartier de la rue Saint-Malo. Then there was indeed the garrison. This flourished in the 1870s onwards. And there were a lot of beautiful new villas that were being built in this particular area. So you had a lot of well-off British people who moved into these villas. And then, of course, you had the quartier de la rue Beaumanoir, which was the crème de la crème. You had sumptuous villas there, and people who were very well off would settle there. So there were these three hubs. And they built their own Anglican church, Christ Church, which the building still stands but has been disused for quite a long time.
If people were to visit Dinan, would they find other traces of this English colony? I mean, you mentioned the club, for example. Can you still find that place?
There is a plaque in front of the club, which is at number 5 Place du Guesclin, right near the tourism office. The tennis club, well, that's long since gone. But if you go to the Jardin Anglais, which was named in honour of the Anglophone community and which was landscaped in a very British way, you will see another plaque there which mentions the presence of the English-speaking community. And there is a plaque outside the church as well. It's an interesting thing to go on a little trail in search of where the Brits were.
They obviously lived here, but they also died here.
Ah, yes. There is what I refer to as the English Cemetery and is known locally as Le Cimetière Anglais, which is within the municipal cemetery, but it is its own area. And I spent a good 18 months researching completely that cemetery, working out who was where and who was who.
Anybody stand out in particular?
Well, how about the stepmother of Lord Kitchener?
Lord Kitchener was living in Dinan.
He lived in Dinan as a very young man. His father had remarried and they moved to Dinan. The young Herbert Kitchener would come on holiday and stay with his stepmother and father in Dinan. He even fought for the French before he'd passed his exams at Woolwich and was severely reprimanded on his return to Woolwich. But he said, "I wasn't a fully fledged soldier. I could fight for the French then if I wanted to." And the stepmother, therefore, Mary Kitchener, lived in Dinan right up until her death and was buried in the English cemetery, so her grave is there. It's a beautiful place. It's very poetic.
Diane Munier-Moore, thank you very much indeed for your introduction to the English colony in Dinan.
Thank you.